Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, hey, everybody. We're back. It's Tuesday. It's 3:15 Pacific time, soon to be 3:20 here, but 4:20 for all of our friends in the mountain zone. So Denver, Colorado, they can get high with us right at 4:20. And my guests, as you saw flying through space, are a newbie and an oldie. It's Proops and Peanut, or Peanut and Proops, however
together,
you want to.
Together at last. Finally.
Yes.
Aaron Wills, is his nickname is Peanut. That's what I call him. Mm-hmm. And you may know him from a very popular band called 311, who is having their fourth cruise.
Yes.
In like next week.
Yep.
And
you're coming too.
I'm going to be on it. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to be one of the things.
You're going to read the daily announcements for
So everybody. When there's no episodes of the show for those 5 days that we're at sea or whatever, please don't complain too much. On Twitter.
Keep them hungry.
Or whatever.
Keep them
that's the idea.
Hungry.
That's why we don't do shows sometimes, just to keep people hungry. And we've got a copy of your most recent album. Is that right?
Well, this is
from kind of a special one.
Yeah, it's from the 311 Day show that we did in New Orleans last year.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we brought out an orchestra, the first time any band has ever done that.
The Unity Orchestra.
Sweet.
Yep.
How many pieces?
It was like 12 pieces
wow.
or something like that.
And so violins, viola.
Yeah, and it was cool because we had people fly in. There was locals in New Orleans, and then people flew in from all over the South, and they were like college age kids, and they were super stoked to be there. And it's like, thanks for having us on stage. And it was great. It was perfect. And I think it was a treat for the people in the audience too. And it was fun to record it and put it on vinyl and give you a CD of it as well. The whole thing is fun. Join a band.
Yeah, be in a band if
yep,
you can.
Yeah, do it.
That's my advice to everybody out there. Comedian, maybe what, second or third best?
All comics
career
want
thing.
To be in a band.
Yeah, I know. And guys in bands want to be funny and want to be comedians.
Think funny. Right.
But they don't
really
necessarily
funny.
Need to because everybody adores them.
Right, you're already playing music which moves people emotionally. Comedy
yeah.
moves people, but not emotionally as
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You can't get the visceral grab.
Yeah, and you can't jump up and down during comedy.
Well, no, and also if you just go, whoa, 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 like people are like, are you gonna tell a joke? Like, no, I'm just making music.
this is my thing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
my thing. But well, you get paid to think and talk. That's awesome. This is a very rare bunch.
Sure, but then there's the strapping on a guitar and being a god.
Yeah, it's really.
If temporarily.
We're very jealous of
you. Or a jazz musician, you know, just taking out your horn and. Blowing and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything you want.
Anybody that checks out the difference between your accommodations and mine on the cruise is going to go, being a musician is better.
Flash to that in the video cast.
So okay. I ate some mango an hour ago because last week we tried the mango thing. Supposedly if you eat mango an hour before you get high, it increases your high like exponentially, supposedly.
Well, like do you eat a fresh, just a whole fresh mango?
Some fresh mango was brought to the set today. I demanded my mango and I ate some and about 45 minutes ago, so I cheated a little bit. So it's gonna be, let's see what happens to me today after eating mango 50 minutes before smoking pot. We'll see. Last week, I just got so high on all the indicas and sativas that we had on the table that the experiment was kind of ruined. Plus we ate the mango right at the beginning, like right at the top of the show, not an hour ahead. So I'm trying to do it the right way this time.
I must
time.
Have done it, but only inadvertently.
Right, you must have just had some mango and gotten high
and
that day.
Yeah, and then gotten high
I
later.
Sure am high.
Man, I'm really high.
I think if it was really, I think if it really, really worked, everyone would just have mango with their weed all the time.
Right. You just carry around
some
a dry mango
and yeah. some weed. Yeah. Let's get really, really, really high. Yeah. So I think it's just kind of a you think everything has to align just right for it to work. The sativa today is Supreme Dream, mm-hmm. and the indica is Kryptonite OG. And
one of my favorites.
Our friend Peanut also brought stuff.
Yeah. Why not?
Because, you know, you don't have to.
I brought an OG Kush pre-rolled, and I brought some OG Kush Pure, and I got some train wreck from my friends at the Herbsmith.
And that's a wax that you put into this.
Into my pen.
This thing. Do you want to do that? You want to put some in there, or is it already loaded?
It's in there. I just hit it. It's ready to go.
All right, it's 420. Let's hit some stuff. There's lots. All the pipes are loaded with sativa. If you want to switch it up to indica.
Yeah. Nice.
Greg's got the pink lighter.
One of your Willy Wonkas here.
Yeah, I like the large capacity bowl. Lasts forever. I like the waxes.
People write in and I look at the comments, Doug, after the show, and they'll go, Proops isn't even hit, and he's not taking hits.
They say that about you?
Yeah.
That's cruel and unusual.
There, I've proved it. It is cruel and unusual. Everybody, can I have it off your wax?
Please.
Everybody thinks there's a specific way you should smoke.
Right.
And, you know, they're very...
Well, you should French inhale, because it makes you look cool and
there's
sexy.
There's sticklers about it.
I can't help it at this point.
You should use a power buddy hitter and shoot it right up your nose. That's the proper way. Oh, that was a French inhale you just did.
Yeah.
That was a big...
Just good right.
I know that because nice. Frenchie yeah, does nice. It in Greece.
That's the future.
It is peanut. That is... It totally is. Although it is very, as we were discussing before the cameras rolled, this tends to get a lot of caked material on it. So when you come back from wherever you are, say you're traveling, a lot of the people who are probably watching don't travel as much as we do because we're traveling every GD.
Yeah, watch your language, Greg. Watch your fucking language.
Every darn week of the year, by golly. But I guess you could just throw it in with your pens and stuff.
You could clean it.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, flying domestically, that thing is good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're not going to give
a
shit.
International.
I'm talking about when you're coming back in off of the cruise ship or something. That's my advice to everyone on the cruise. If you bring drugs, are not allowed. But if you bring some, get rid of all of it before you get off the ship at the end.
What are these, Doug?
Don't throw it over the side because it's bad for the fishes.
Yeah, it is, man. Fishes hate vapes.
Yeah, don't flush it. What's the question, Greg?
These pre-rolls.
Yeah, we got some pre-rolls, even though I know you're quite good at rolling
yourself. This is the one you brought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a freebie at the new dispensary.
I was somewhere recently and a guy gave me like a handful of these.
No,
I can't even remember where I was, but
I'm partial to these.
Do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's light that up. I'm going to hit the Hong Kong Funi.
And I find
it's gorgeous.
Sometimes you get material through the filter here. So I tend to do Sobrani, you know, if anyone remembers Sobrani cigarettes, you crush the paper, the cardboard filter.
When and where were those from?
Oh, mango.
They're like Russian cigarettes.
Okay, nice.
I don't know, in the 70s, like we would smoke Shermans and sometimes Sobranis, and they come in a black box. They're very elegant, like Yul Brynner smoking them in the movie Anastasia, you know.
But like that.
You know how you guys know.
You know that reference.
No, I just find sometimes if it's got lots of hash or other stuff in it, you'll take a hit and like get a whole mouthful of stuff off the pre-roll ones. And so I take precautions. I sometimes wear a catcher's mask and
safety first. That's why you've lived so long. Yep.
Or what's the character in Batman with the thing on his face? Bane or not? I wear one of those that can keep the materials.
At first I was like, why is Greg asking what's the character in Batman with a mask on his face?
You know, the one that
seems like a real obvious one.
The one that Graham's obsessed with.
Yeah, me too. I'm super into that voice. Those guys do that voice in that movie, The Trip to Italy.
Yeah.
The Coogan and the other guy, which I'm sure
Merchant.
I'm sure he'd love being, no, the other guy.
Oh, the other guy.
Bryden.
Oh, Bryden.
Yeah. We forgot to use this lighter. This is the new set lighter. Check that out.
It's heavy enough to be a lighter.
Smoke.
Here, go ahead and check it out, Greg.
Wow.
Right? It's heavy. Say it.
Oh, nice.
It's heavy. That's a heavy lighter.
Hashtag heavy monkey.
Heavy monkey.
Every week, I'm going to do
heavy
that.
Monkey, man.
Everyone's going to say it's heavy is the first thing they're going to say. Greg would have said it if you didn't just hear peanuts saying
it. It also
10 more seconds to figure out how the fuck to light it. But
beautiful.
I knew it was heavy.
It's actually, people have burned themselves with it because it's got a little bit too many. Yeah, you're not necessarily sure where the flame's going to come out
of. I wasn't, actually. I didn't know if it was going to come out of his nose
or what. It should come out of his face, not out of the top of his head. And then there's a hole in the back for some reason. It's
I have a piglet lighter.
It's confusing. Heavy monkey. Hashtag heavy monkey.
That is a heavy monkey.
I wonder if we know who makes those.
So where are you going on the cruise?
We could sell those for too much money.
We're going from Miami to Jamaica.
Now, you've been to Jamaica before.
We have. We did a show just to go to Jamaica, and we had like 5 days off. It was so fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, pretty much were you? Played like a restaurant, and people were like diving 2 stories down into this impossibly small little pond, and it was so much fun.
Were you in Negril, or were you like Montego Bay, or?
It was, no, it was more touristy, right?
Yeah.
Not, it wasn't legit, but it was great.
Still funny.
The funny thing for us was it was like a couples retreat, and there were 20 tattooed guys that love each other, all hanging out, you know, at the end of a tour, and it was just kind of like a gift to all the guys and ourselves, and it was super fun. So I'm excited about getting back.
Traveling internationally, though, because you guys are probably popular in a lot of crazy places. Right, like a lot of foreign countries. Like
no, not particularly. We've done
Europe. You do Europe?
Not enough. We haven't been to Europe in 10 years.
But the last time you were, especially 10 years ago, what'd you do for smoking weed there? Did you just
we've got
kind of some strangers everywhere you went.
We've got video on our first home video and largest show detail of us arriving in London and. Literally 20 to 30 minutes later, having a bud as big as a forearm in the back of our tour bus. So it's very liberal.
Whole song that's all about who's got the herb.
People know we're coming.
I was going to say, your band thing though again, Doug.
And they know you can't. They know you can't bring it. Yeah.
And you also though, as a band, you sort of are the more full time pot smoker. Correct?
Yeah, I don't have to sing.
But there's different levels of it. Yeah, that's a good reason to not
smoke. I don't have to sing, and I'm playing bass, so people assume I'm high. And I don't want to disappoint them, so. Yeah.
But at least I can ruin your singing voice, but I think the harder drugs are what really do it. If you're like a cokehead, that's very difficult to sing. Close up your throat and all that. Whereas weed, I think if you find like Toots and the Maytals or any, most reggae singers are still able to blast off even. After huffing down.
Sure, I bet Tom Waits could. It wouldn't change his show.
Tom Waits.
Tom Waits forever.
Katie Lang could. Yeah. She wouldn't sound different.
No.
There's lots of examples.
And it gives you more bottom, right? Hmm? Gives you the rough end.
I don't know what that means.
On the voice.
I like not knowing. You ruined it.
Gives you the bottom and rough end. That all sounded like
you know how you really out
of 40 Shades of Grey.
It's 50 Shades of Greg here today, and all we're talking about is rough end bottoms. Oh, you'll want it as soon as I tie you up.
Yeah.
We're bugging this one. I love it.
Yeah,
it's tasty, right?
We usually don't light something like that and pass it around for so long. It really creates a lot of
magique.
Gives it a real smoky atmosphere.
It's beautiful.
For those just tuning in, it's pretty obvious what's going on. Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Perfect.
Pot topic.
Haven't we been?
Sort of, yeah. But you know. I like to pretend this is a real show and have segments and stuff.
Oh, it's smart. It's smart. It's smart. That means you've watched a lot of shows.
Yeah. I have seen. Mm-hmm. I've seen how shows are supposed to work.
Yeah, you're like, this is the time.
And then I'm doing this. This is my version of it.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a format, then you can jump off the format.
Right.
And that makes formats funner.
And if you don't have a format,
then it's a grabastic bunch of miasmic shit. You gotta have some idea what you're gonna do up there.
Just be Andy Kaufman and go up there and cry.
Well, there's that. I mean, there's free-forming. I mean, do you ever think about that? I remember something.
I love the idea.
Todd Barry did the crowd work tour.
Right.
Where he did no prepared material. But then he's really good at talking to the crowd.
Right. Of course, and then there's several famous comics. Ross Noble in England famously doesn't have an act. He simply goes up and begins. And Phil Kay in Scotland. He did the same thing years ago when I worked with
Sinbad.
The comedies. Yeah, they just go up on stage and go, oh, look at this. Oh, this is
slip that one in there.
Yeah, who was it?
Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Yeah.
You didn't even listen to who I was saying. You knew I was just making
still
a dumb
thinking.
Joke.
Been here before.
Well, there was that Keith Coleman album in the 70s, the piano. Keith Jarrett, he did a concert in Coleman, and famously he improvised them, and you hear him sit down at the piano, and he goes, and then boom, he starts playing, and it's like he really went on with the intention of I'm going to clear my mind, and then just boom, let it happen. And he also makes weird noises. Of all the jazz musicians, you listen to one of his right in the middle of a standard, they'll be playing like some Gershwin, and all of a sudden you hear him go ha like that. It's on these like beautiful concert albums, and you always wonder
he sings along too,
right? Whether the bass player and the drummer ever went like, Keith, come on, do you have to go in the middle of I'm going to sit really right down and write myself a letter. A
mic hey!
This feels nice, so Keith. Dick Cavett show right now. Because we're just relaxing and smoking.
And he sings along sometimes too. He's a virtuoso, there's no question.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't trust that many comics to be able to do it. I think some people could definitely
bitches, bro.
Get up and scat, you know.
Sure, yeah. The same people that can do like the comics that are also good at freestyle rapping and stuff.
Yeah,
can,
yeah.
You know.
And the set list, things like that. You gotta turn a little left brain on that.
I'm not a gift of gab comedian. I'm a fucking muddle through it and you know.
You could do it. You could do it in a minute.
But you're,
shows.
But you're in the moment.
Yeah, you do more shows.
Well, now I do a lot of shows where I don't do much material, but that's because of the lack of material. But you know. I just want everybody to be happy.
You work the lovable edge, exactly.
Exactly.
I'm not going to stay home because I don't have a new hour, you know? Mm. And I'm not going to do that show where I go, let's start from scratch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, those people paid also.
Yeah, they did. And I've been in the improv where famous comics come by and are working on something and it's not funny because they're working on it. But you have to go in with that expectation. But yeah, if you're doing a fucking gig at a club, you better have the goods, baby. I never go up on stage and wander around in a club unless I'm super drunk and then... Fuck you, you know, Memphis or Nashville or wherever it was.
Wherever it was a couple of days ago, don't remind me.
Do you guys each have a favorite?
That's so brave.
Do you have a favorite place to play? People ask me what my favorite city is. It's tough.
It is really tough.
I kind of have to go with, if I really forced.
You corner yourself.
Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise me.
Always forced. Yeah, never a bad
show. But a lot of other places are so close.
Yeah.
What about you, Peanut?
I like New Orleans and Atlanta, but it's something about the South, you know, including Austin.
Atlanta's
just amazing. And including like Boulder, Colorado, when we were first traveling around, it's like the people that worked at the clubs that we first played would come out and treat us like family the first time we showed up, and that was always fun, and the shows were always great.
That makes a huge difference in how you feel about a place, doesn't
it? Yeah, like I'll be back, you know?
Right.
You know?
I never want to see the fucking front of this town again.
Right.
I only want to see it in my rear room.
I rarely feel that way about a town these days.
You know, it's usually nice.
Because I'm lucky, because we're both lucky that we have enough exposure that the people that want to see us are coming.
The
aren't a bunch of people in there like, we came to see comedy.
Right.
He's stoned. Yeah. What's he on? Marijuana cookies?
No.
I gotta get in a pot topic before the break. Okay. But what were you gonna say? Say it anyway.
The internet's made it magic. It does the groundwork for you, so people get, they know kind of that I'm gonna be drinking during my show.
It's an evil magic that the internet has made up.
By the way, Paris. Why? Is it because the gig is so great in Paris? No, it's because when the gig is over, you're in fucking Paris.
But is the gig hard?
Nah, it's great. It's expats.
Because what are they? They're all just people.
No, there's probably a quarter, more than last time I did it, French people, probably 25% of the crowd. But in previous times, two or three French couples.
Every French person I've ever known, I puzzle them. They have no idea what I'm talking about half the time.
Well, when you're in France, they speak English better than we do, so it's a little embarrassing, actually. There's a whole circuit of American-speaking comics who are bilingual who play in France. There's a whole one. They have their own comedy scene, so it was easy to kind of just jump into that and be like, well, I'm at your club. Everyone is going to speak English, and here we go.
All right, we got to go to break. We'll get this hot topic thing in the next. I almost forgot we had to go to break. I was mesmerized. We'll be right back. Posing for Mount Rushmore.
My point being, let's make a pyramid.
I thought if we're gonna do it live in front of an audience, why not go for full-blown train wreck?
Where do we do weed bits into this?
Dorf on marijuana.
You know, dabs make them sound a lot more harmless than they are. Just a dab.
on the fucking flaming balls of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Did you say 31? Harris, that's insane. We'll be right back.
And so the camera's there. I say it.
They started WWW. Don't mean to trouble you.
Idea
was gonna be. Let's end it now.
We've got another Greg coming out of the break. Creme de mint.
And you're on.
And here we go. I'm pretty high, but I think we all agree that joint was amazing. So I don't know how much the mango is coming into play. So I'll try to keep you posted about the mango.
Don't forget the wax.
But I hear more scuttlebutt that the mango thing is true and that it does make you more high.
The internet
and
rabble.
And why, let's just all get mango. Wouldn't it be terrible if we caused a mango shortage or something?
Lots of mango eating.
Well, on, the,
on the
2,172 mango eaters watching right now. Potential mango eaters. Potmos, we call them. Peanut. Who is your biggest musical influence? AJ don't.
If you don't mind, I'll answer this for Peanut.
That's tough. Go
okay.
ahead.
I mean, you can both answer.
We've been so tight.
Oh, I just thought it was 20
Greg
minutes.
Can tell us his most biggest comedic influence.
I'm high.
Mine's Bill Cosby. I'll just get that out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I feel drowsy.
I was a big fan
that's
of
tough,
that guy.
No, that's
me
a
too.
Tough question.
I memorized all of his.
That's always a tough question. I like kind of handling it different in different moments. And just makes me kind of think of my band, you know, and sincerity's a death wish, but I mean that shit. My band is my biggest influence for sure. You know, not when I was a kid, you know, unless I was time traveling, which I wasn't. But nowadays, like just being around them for 25 years now, it's incredible. The million miles, the 8 million albums sold. It's
yeah,
those, it's those
you guys,
guys
are all real super nice guys and seem to get along.
Yeah, it's fun. We challenge each other. I think we stepped it up on this last effort and we're really enjoying ourselves again and challenging ourselves to make better music as we're in our 40s and have seen it all and played it all, and it just keeping it interesting for ourselves is the. Best thing we can do for our audience, I think.
Dude, you give it up so good for the audience because, like, you do at every show I've seen, pretty much, you do the thing where you all drum and you throw the sticks at each other, and it's fucking incredible. I'm like, if that guy is high, it's really amazing.
Practice.
Yeah,
of,
right? You know what you're doing, yeah.
Well, I knew
it's
you
amazing.
Were, I knew you were a fan because you came to one of the warm-up shows before the first cruise, right? Where was that at? Was that also at New Orleans? In New Orleans?
I saw you were here at the Roxy one time.
That's what it was. It was one of the Roxy ones. We kind of bounced in between the two.
It was before the last cruise,
and
I think.
And Doug was rocking out so hard. And backstage, like, he could have had a drink and been, you know, like, taking shots or just, you know, taking it easy or just enjoying the show. But he was rocking out like a teenager. It was so fun. It was, and at that moment, I knew he was a real fan. So it was fun.
Wow,
it's been fun.
I'm not even aware. I thought I was standing perfectly still.
you were thrashing.
I wonder if they'll play the Pot Topics thing again now that I'm going to try to do Pot Topics again. Yay! Mango! Apple reversed their policy and, you know, they wouldn't allow there to be any marijuana-related apps.
They changed that.
And they reversed it, and they're, like, okay with it now. So go ahead and get your apps, all you marijuana business people.
Yeah, they're not going to be the angry get-off-my-lawn entity. They're aware that it's
their way to the profit was beyond doubt.
Yes.
And then
and also how much people would be cool with it.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah,
the only people that are going to complain are old people that can't that right. don't even know where the
or
phone
weird
is.
Weird religious groups that somehow forbade the enjoyment of life.
Mm-hmm. Next pot topic. The Colorado pot numbers are in. Oh, this will be fun to turn into a little game right here.
All right.
The official numbers are in. Colorado sold how many millions of dollars worth of marijuana in the year 2014, Wolf?
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, guys? In millions without going over, Price is Right style?
60 million.
60 million.
Way too low.
Greg?
I don't know. I'd like to say it's like 150 million, but my guess is it's probably more around 28, 29, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Kind of like the opening weekend for 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
$700 million.
Perfect. Wow. So we were way low. So yeah. That's the kind of money spinner.
But you win because you went higher. But what?
How many states have to wake up to that?
I think they're, you know? They're got to be. It's got to be in their
$700 million.
It's got to be in their faces.
Uh-huh. How much does it cost?
Taxable revenue.
Yeah. To keep people arrested.
And the person who's in the job who gets that money for the place by the thing is going to win the election.
Yep.
It's so simple.
I was just in Washington State yesterday, and we went to a place the day before, and it was two kids. They were like in their 20s, and they were adorable. And they go, people come in and bring their parents. And all I could think of was, I am your parents. But it was clean and well lit, and they had a good variety, and the price is pretty low, considering. Just coming in, they hit you for your ID before anything happens. They don't ask for it when you buy. Like, they go, I want to see it first, and then, which I find hilarious at this age, of course, that it's not even a matter of you're legal, it's just, are you 21? And I said, I appreciate that you think I'm 19, and that I have to show my ID, but I'm sure there's some legal thing. They didn't write the license number down or anything, so there's no procedure to
it's
it.
It's like play the video back, and they show everyone that walks up does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same. Maybe.
Maybe they do show
it. Yeah, I mean, it's a wild west. Like, places do different things. The place I go to just doesn't...
Makes them feel better. It's emotional.
Yeah.
I go to a place that doesn't advertise, really. It's just word of mouth. And it's super chill. Like, they don't have security.
I go to the same place you go to because you told me.
Yeah, there you go. You like it?
No way.
I love it. It's
got the shit.
They don't want us to talk about them on the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
They even donated weed one time anonymously. Nice guys. All right.
They fly around the world at Christmas and they give weed to all the children everywhere.
They never land.
9 days, you guys. 9 days. We got to put together a show, all of us, in Washington, D.C. because legal marijuana takes effect.
Cool.
And basically, I think the breakdown of it is, because there's a lot of words here, I think I'm going to break it down to, you can have it, but it's illegal to sell it. I believe is how it works out. Yeah.
Are there going to be
Which
dispensaries?
Which is great for people visiting the city doing comedy or music. What's that?
There won't be dispensaries then, because you can't sell it.
Right. But people can just have
Isn't it. Great?
People can have it, like grow your
the
own
city
or
is
know
bracing
somebody.
For potential chaos.
Yeah.
But business as usual. But the facts are, when you open up dispensaries, the crime rate goes down. Check that stat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Put that stat at the bottom of the...
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's come up on the show.
I live in Washington, in front of this Congress. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's all moving in the right direction.
When one of the southern or Bible Belt states does it, and that can happen, like Louisiana could be a place that it would happen.
Oh, man.
Because they need the tax revenue desperately for their faltering infrastructure and shit. Then I think the dominoes, you know, because it'll be 4 or 5 in the next 10 years, but, you know, wow.
Louisiana's far from it.
Oh no, politically it would be away from it. But it would be the state where you should do it because of their tourism.
There are a few weird ones that'll turn, you know, like how Alabama just turned on gay marriage. Like nobody saw that coming, I don't think.
Wouldn't it be wild if a wild card state like Kentucky or something went, fuck it, we want the $700 million. And then all of a sudden
it's their number one cash crop
anyway.
They're growing hemp too, legally.
They're
close. They're close.
Yeah. Because then it's just saying it's one cash crop for another instead of, you know, it was fags, now it's, you know, joints. By fags, I meant cigarettes.
Was that on bumper stickers around that area? You guys want to play a game?
Sure.
All right, let's try to do this for a second. This game's been like, I think we've tried to play it a few times, and we always run out of time. And we call this Pot Quiz Hop Shot. I'll name a...
bats everywhere.
I'll name a fake drug from a movie, and in most cases, it's some drug that's much worse than marijuana and probably exists in some form, even though it's got a fake name in the movie.
Oh, man.
You think you'd be bad at this?
Yeah, I'm bad at all your games. You don't play
that fair. That sounds weird.
You don't play fair.
He's been on my other podcast, Doug Loves Movies, where there's lots of games, and those are tougher than this one, I think.
Oh, much tougher. The one where you have to build a movie is extraordinarily tough.
Plus, nobody cares if you don't know these. It's just more fun to if you guys take a guess all or, right. you know. There was a drug in a movie called Dipraxa.
Oh, yeah.
What movie was that from?
Is that Outland?
No. I like that guess, though. Why did they have drugs in Outland?
Because they wanted the workers to work these 24-hour shifts and stuff, so everyone was taking this futuristic meth that was like a red juice, and it made them eventually go mad in space and kill people. And so Sean Connery was sent to solve the crime on the space station where they were overworking these dudes by making them take this futuristic meth.
That's brutal.
Dead Fox is not from
It's
Clockwork
intense.
Orange.
Those guys, there's a great chase scene amongst the inside a ship where they're going up and down staircases, and it's really incredible. And Sean Connery is a badass.
Yeah.
He's quite the badass.
And if you don't, I'll kick your nasty ass around the room. That's sheriff talk.
That's all Bane is Sean Connery into your fist.
So,
Dipraxa.
Dipraxa, what's it from? Any guesses?
I want to say Scanners, but.
Yeah, what is it, Scanners?
Don't look, I'm just going to take a hit.
Yep.
No, it's from.
I'm not looking.
It's from The Constant Gardener.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's a drug that apparently makes you garden a lot.
Dipraxa.
Constantly. Never stop.
All right, what movie had Space Coke in it? Space Coke.
Space Coke.
Space Coke?
Mm-hmm. Wow, this sounds like a Snoop Dogg movie or something. Harold and Kumar Go to Space? I don't know. You stumped me with that one. It seems like it'd be jump right out.
I don't know. I don't know how crucial it was to the plot. It was from Cheech and Chong's next movie.
See, I knew it was a stoner movie, but I didn't know which one.
Yeah.
I'm almost claiming credit like I almost knew it, because I didn't.
No, I like, but your reasoning was strong.
Yeah.
Well, if you gotta lose, go simple. Out that way.
Yeah, a joke that simple. Space Coke. Hey, let's have some space drugs, because we're in space. Wow.
One of you's gotta know this next one.
Yes.
Melange.
Oh, Dune.
Oh! That was a photo finish.
See, we're both nerds.
That was a good one.
We're both readers.
That's really good.
Both high, too. Lips.
Did that totally. So fast.
Oh, man. Menage.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like that movie. Not going to lie.
Frank Herbert's an interesting writer.
There's that vagina in a bowl that Sting has in a diaper.
Kenneth McMillan.
Mm-hmm.
The floating fat man.
Yeah, it's weird.
Brilliant.
Shot
in Mexico City.
What movie has
a complete debacle, right?
So like, cool.
Changed directors.
Debacle. It was a debacle.
Debacle.
What movie has Bacta in it?
Which one?
Bacta.
Bacta.
Back to the Future. Sorry.
The one with the.
I'm sorry.
Ethan Hawke.
It does.
October this year. What is it? 20th or 22nd? The year that they go to in Back to the Future 2.
Oh my goodness.
That day is going to happen. So I'm going to do a screening of it somewhere. I think.
Cool.
I hope so.
Is it the movie with Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman?
Oh, that's a good guess. Nope.
What was the name of that bloody movie? Oh, Prolithium?
Gattaca?
Gattaca.
It wasn't
Would you
one.
Call it Prolithium?
Yeah.
Bacta is a rejuvenating liquid used by Luke Skywalker in episode 5.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Bacta.
ALZ112. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I mean, I know your band's pronounced 311.
But.
What? The fly?
311 is indecent exposure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't that like become a thing at your shows? Why don't people run around naked in honor of that?
Decency
what's
laws.
What's the number for marijuana smoking? That's what you should be called.
DUG.
It's turned into that.
Yeah, yeah. No, when they're chanting it, they're not chanting for some dude to run with his stuff out.
Like, no,
it's they're chanting for another reason because they love you guys.
Yeah. It's our love of Lenny Bruce.
Yeah,
he was arrested for such.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
Arrested too.
Totally.
Also, like a dude in your band was arrested for it. Isn't that the story?
Yep.
That's what they said.
Oh, and that's what
Wikipedia's got to say about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Really? That was where by your
partially
name
true. Partially true in Wikipedia usually, but that in that case, all the way true.
Wow. Any guesses for ALZ112?
Didn't I guess it was
Scanner Darkly?
Is Scanner Darkly?
No, that's a good guess. It's meant to cure Alzheimer's. But it ends up giving apes human intelligence and Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Ah, damn it.
This is a good game.
It's fun. I can't believe we have time for it. Right. This is great. Right, I'm going to say this next one and then take a bong rip while you guys think about the answer. Drencrom.
Oh, that's from Quack of Corn.
Oh, that was a fast one. I didn't even have time to take a hit.
I should have known that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Durango 95 ate up the road like spaghetti.
Great book.
Wow.
Whoa.
We drove along riding over odd squealing things.
I'll bet you anything you guys won't know this. I bet you no one in this room will know this except for the two or three people that make these cards. Caring.
Caring?
Yeah, a drug called Caring.
Carry or Caring?
Caring, C-A-R-I-N-G.
Shit.
That's a fucked up name for a drug.
Yeah, the Truman Show? Or Stepford Wives or something like that, I don't know. No, Stepford Wives didn't have drugs, sadly.
Remake.
In Care Bears movie 2.
Oh, I hate you.
No.
A New Generation. Oh my God, when the main character Christy dies at the end, apparently the only thing to do to bring her back is to really truly care. Caring enough will bring someone back to life.
Wow, so they have to.
There's a terrible lesson to teach people.
That was misleading though when I said it's a drug called caring. It's just the act of caring.
I'm on the bubble about that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm all for caring, but calling it a drug.
I'm on the bubbler vapor pen on that
one.
All right, one. We got two more. I think we got enough time. I haven't gotten any signals to speak of. cactus juice. I don't even know this. What it's from doesn't even make sense to me.
Rango?
Repo Man.
Right, right.
Makes me think
Man cactus juice.
It's from something called Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see that one.
Shame, Lam, and Ding Dong.
What is that, like an animated
thing? I'm surprised you didn't see that one, Doug. You seem to see every picture, really.
Well, I saw Avatar.
Isn't that what
M. Night... But that's not the full title of Avatar. That's a separate movie.
Right.
That's what M. Night did, the Airbender, right?
Yeah, he did the Airbender.
He did Last Airbender, but what's Avatar, colon, The Last Airbender?
Isn't that it?
I think that's some sort of spin-off-y thingy.
What was the drug called?
Cactus juice.
Oh, wow. They didn't spend a lot of time at the library on that one.
Was it just fermented cactus juice?
Yeah.
I just had a Western, you know?
All right, well, I don't like this last one anyway, so this is a perfect time to go to a break, and when we come back, shit's gonna get magical.
Oh.
You look like you're posing for Mount Rushmore.
My point being, let's make a pyramid.
I thought if we're gonna do it live in front of an audience, why not go for full-blown train wreck?
Where do we do weed bits into this?
Dorf on marijuana.
You know, dabs make them sound a lot more harmless than they are. Just a dab.
On the fucking flaming balls of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Did you say 31? Harris, that's insane. We'll be right back.
It's the camera's there. I say it.
They started WWW. Don't mean to trouble you, trouble you, trouble you. The end. The end of whatever that idea was gonna be. Let's end it now.
Hey, we've got 2,510 people watching. Welcome back to Great Dinner We Had. We're here with Greg Proops and Peanut, and Aaron Wills is also known by those words. And you guys are high, right? You're doing good?
Oh yeah,
perfect.
All right, so now you get to watch a magic trick. It's Gabe time.
Hello, Gabe. Hi, Doug.
Hey, guys, how
are
you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thanks. You don't mind picking a card for me?
Not at all. Bring it. One.
I'm going to have you sign the card, actually, on the face of it.
Yes, I was going to say, face or not.
Got it?
Yep.
Place it back here.
Why do I have to put it right there?
It'll work out. You gotta cut it back into the...
Wow.
See?
Gandalf meets his match. Why do I have to put it there? Because it is written in the book.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but the cards are actually great impressionists, so I could take this top card, the six of hearts.
Right.
I'm gonna place it inside this envelope. Is that fair?
Sure.
All right, but if you just look at it,
I have been. I've been trying to.
It'll actually do an impression.
Nice.
Your signed card.
Wow.
Oh,
watch out.
That was nice.
Great.
Well done, Gabe.
I love that shit. Good work.
I just got a great idea. The cruise needs a close-up magician. Needs somebody to do close-up magic.
Bring Gabe.
I'd say him specifically, but do you have a passport?
That is a lost art. I'm happy that's not a dead art, because that is wonderful to see that close.
Do you need a passport for this cruise?
I would say bring one for sure.
I think you do.
Yes.
Anyway.
Or a birth certificate.
Don't travel without your passport.
Don't travel, and don't travel with your birth certificate. No. So yeah, bring a passport.
Okay.
You could be real anal and make a copy of both of them and keep them in a separate place.
Waterproofed.
Or have friends at home have a copy that they could, or you scan it or some bullshit and keep it in your computer.
I can't wait till somebody dies so that I could try carrying on them.
I know, right?
See if that'll bring it.
I'm not feeling that
bring
well
them
right
back
now.
To life.
If you cared about me more, I'd feel. How's the mango working out, by the way?
I think I'm doing really good. Yeah. I think I'm really high. Yeah, the mango might have done the trick. It might. You just never know. That joint we had was really good. Let's get that strain another shout.
That's the OG Kush.
OG Kush.
Yeah. Kittens.
Ask for it by name.
Yeah, that was really, really delightful. But I also had some mango, so I might be a lot higher than you guys.
That right sharpened now. Me up. Not that sobered me up, but just that made you able to collect your thoughts and increase your short-term memory during the duration of your high.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Coffee.
Well done. Thanks. Peanut had the answer right there.
I was drinking coffee on the way here.
Yep.
I don't do the coffee.
I'm not going in. I'm not going in naked.
I'm not caffeine.
Fortify myself at least a little
caffeine,
bit.
Yeah.
We could have got you coffee.
I was thinking about bringing beer. I was like, that's crazy.
Oh, that'd not be
the
tasty.
Not the first time.
I wouldn't mind.
You ever drink?
I wouldn't mind a beer at 4 o'clock.
I've never drank on the show before. That'll be fun.
I'll bring a beer next time.
Doug Stanhope had some drinks.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He brought Vadi, right?
I'll bring a growler.
Growler.
What do you guys want? I'm a nerd like that.
Whatever you guys want, that's the deal. Because you guys have been great guests. Let's plug some stuff. Largo tickets are on sale now for our next Largo show. That's going to be Monday, March 2nd. That'll be also the next show that you can see wherever you're watching from. Oh, somebody today on Twitter asked me to mention something about maybe they're watching in Italy.
Cool.
I think it was Italy. And tickets are on sale at bit.ly.com/DougTix. Thank you again to Peanut and Greg Proops. You can see Peanut with his band 311 performing February 22nd and 23rd at the House of Blues in New Orleans. And then in Miami, February 24 and 25 for the cruise pre-party. That's pretty sweet. My pre-party is on the 24th. I'm going to do stand-up in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
That's my pre-party.
Cool.
At the Improv. And then we'll be on that cruise from February 25th to March 1st. Sold out. But if you go to 311cruise.com, there's a waiting list. So who knows? Maybe this measles thing will really, catch fire and people will have to cancel.
It's a sweet
go
call.
To
man, you'd have to be lame. So you'd have you to be so stripe? Lucky. I'll have a red stripe. Welcome Thank to you. Jamaica. Cheers.
Wow.
Wow, I know. That's, how did they get the Jamaican beer?
So weird. I was like, yeah, I'll have a beer
cheers,
and then bam. Whew. 311.com for all their shows and info.
It tastes better in Jamaica.
It's one
of those things.
But after blasting an OG, it tastes pretty.
No, it tastes wonderful
as well.
We're thankful.
You guys, you tour most summers, right?
We have toured every summer since our inception, since 99, and that summer we had to build it up again afterwards, so it was something we're never ever gonna do again. We play every summer. That's our time.
I love it. I've seen some of your shows and they're amazing. Greg Proops, smartest man in the world, Proopcast. Check that out. And then he's doing a film club here in LA at CineFamily. These are really fun events.
Sweet.
I got to see What's Up Doc and Annie Hall with Greg's dissertation and then Questions at the End, which is the...
Because I make these movies myself.
Questions at the End of a Movie I have nothing to do with is one of my favorite things I've ever seen. And Greg's great at it. And he's going to be performing at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, February 26th through the 28th. And a book is coming out, so you got to come on all my shows between now and then. Smartest Book in the World, May 5th. Pre-order now at gregproops.com.
Author.
Yeah. I'm doing stand-up in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater now with a $4.20 discount for you guys coming late to the party this Friday, February 20th. And then the aforementioned Fort Lauderdale Improv on Tuesday the 24th. And then looking ahead a little bit, because you got to really plan ahead for 420, I'm doing two shows in Denver at Comedy Works downtown on Monday, April 20th. Can you imagine how stony those crowds are going to be?
Yeah, that Denver's a great.
It'll be like being back on the cruise.
Yeah. And there's lots of good food on that street.
All of my dates and deets and links are at douglovesmovies.com. Thank you to everybody that makes this show happen every week. And thank you to our new sponsor, Red Stripe. Like, I'd never even seen Red Stripe before. Like, I'd never seen John Grisham's The Firm.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Tom Cruise.
Labored over that one.
Tom Cruise. I was trying to think of a way to mispronounce it, and there's not a good one. Strippe might have worked. Thank you, you guys. See you on Monday, March 2nd.